This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, July 10, written by George Young. Personal Communication from Genesis 18. The Lord said, I will go down and see. When the Lord and two angels visited Abraham as travelers, God had two purposes in mind: to tell Abraham and Sarah that they would have a son, and to see if Sodom and Gomorrah should be destroyed for their wickedness. Abraham humbly served his guests a meal as they sat in the shade, and the Lord told him that Sarah would have a son in about a year. Then, as they began to leave, God said he was going to see if Sodom was as wicked as he had heard. And Abraham appealed to the Lord to not destroy it, even if some of the people were righteous, for his nephew Lot and his family lived there. Some philosophers have said that stories like this are quaint and primitive. To think that the creator of the universe would bother to talk with a human being and concern himself with the messy situations we got ourselves into, it just doesn't make sense, they say. But God is not distant and uncommunicative. He loves us as he loved Abraham and Sarah. It is a mark of love and friendship that God comes to communicate with us, and that we open our hearts first of all to God, and also to one another. Some find this hard to do, but for all of us it is important to put our thoughts into words. We are not strangers on a bus, sitting stony-faced and silent next to each other until we reach our destination. Are you open to visiting with others today? Will you pray with me? Lord, give us the love, the will, and the words to communicate with others and with you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.